Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
34952.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
First name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Last name Rupley, R-U-P as in Paul, L-E-Y.
Thank you. And let me see here. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address for me, please?
My mailing address, 2643 Southeast Emmett Road, and that's Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Thank you. Yeah. So I do see here, let me get it pulled up, that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle.
Nope. I don't know really what that is. They had a thing for $2 for a mixer. When I went to get into it, it says you cannot do this twice. I hadn't put it in twice. I don't know why they had that they could go ahead and charge me that amount. I never said I would go through with anything. I never pushed a button. They asked for my credit card number, and they had to give a MasterCard. They won't take Discover. But I did not sign. I do not want any of this stuff. I didn't win the mixer either. But I remember, what I called you for is to find out what this was, because I kept on thinking, I don't remember buying anything. So how would I go about getting this off? I don't have, nothing's come up on my computer, and I'm not that really good with a computer, but I just want this taken off. I didn't receive anything. And
okay.
As you can see, pardon me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just saying that I understand completely. So I can reduce the price of that app for you to $20. And you'll still have the chance to win that mixer in the raffle.
No, I don't want that. I don't want any of this stuff. And I don't know where the app even is. They put an app on my phone?
No, ma'am, it's not on your phone. But you were charged for it, so you can download it.
No, I haven't. I don't even know how to download. I'm telling you, I'm the worst person in the world. I'm going to be 76, and I could care less about this tech stuff. I really could. I did not know by even getting into this, looking at this, that they would go ahead and charge. You know, when I got ready to get off, I thought, they asked for my card, and I gave them that number. I'd never do that again. How can I go ahead and get this totally off? Either that, or I'll have to call BJ's and tell them to please take this off. I don't want to have anything to do with this.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and get it canceled for you. As far as a refund, with it stating there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge, and that you entered in a raffle for a chance to win that mixer, it is a valid charge, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, I guess do that.
Okay, so I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Nope, that would be it. I'm getting ready to pay my charge today, so I would just take, let's see, it's 59, so it would be 54.89 coming off, right?
It would be $55 even coming off.
Okay, 55, that's coming off. Okay.
Yes,
and then $5. Yeah, that sounds good. I did not know that, so I will never, ever give my credit card again. Yeah. Oh, boy. Something else, huh? Okay, nope. You answered all my questions, so I'll go ahead and write out my check today then.
Okay,
thank you very much.
I thank you for calling customer support and have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.